Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. Our first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6 to 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 144 or Psalm 145, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 20 to 24, and verse 27. Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew's gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is unmerited call for more in Christ Jesus. Unmerited call for more in Christ Jesus. My brothers, my sisters, St. Paul says in the second reading of today that life to me is Christ, but then death would bring me something more. Hence, St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, I would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Thus, if St. Paul is right, then it is proper to prepare oneself for that more in Christ Jesus. It is proper to prepare oneself for that beatific vision after death. St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us that due to the nature and fall of man, death is a necessity. Hence, from the point of view of the body, man is mortal and doomed to die. Yet, man is not only a body, but also a soul. The soul is the spiritual element in man's composition. Thus, though the body tends to death because of its contrary elements, it tends to life because of the presence of the soul. In other words, my brothers, my sisters, although death is painful and a punishment for the original sin, it is not a plunge into darkness or an absurdity. Rather, for Christians with firm faith and grounds of reason, death is everlasting happiness for everyone who believes in Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would have eternal life. John 3:16. Thus, my brothers and sisters, we agree with Father Brian Muladi, a Dominican, that the real absurdity of death consists in someone knowing what lies beyond the grave and yet going to it unprepared. Thus, the sting of death is sin. I repeat, the real absurdity of death consists in someone knowing what lies beyond the grave and yet going to it unprepared. Thus, the sting of death is sin. Therefore, my brothers, my sisters, heaven is our ultimate, undeserved goal, unmerited goal. Heaven is our ultimate end. But the first thing we must do is, according to the prophet Isaiah, in today's first reading, is we must abandon our wicked ways and thoughts and seek the Lord while he is still to be found, and call on him while he is still near. Yes, we have sinned and fallen short of his glory, but We must not be afraid to ask God for mercy or to trust in Him. Psalm 34 verse 6 says, This poor man called out, and the Lord heard him. The Lord heard him. He saved him from all his troubles. The Lord has indeed saved us. The Lord has proved his love for us. And the Lord has called us, has invited us into his vineyard while we were still sinners. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. The Lord's love and invitation affirm God's radical generosity that is not based on favoritism or seniority system. Thus, we must be grateful to God who has not given us what is due to us based on our failures, but has given us more, new life in Christ Jesus, and calls us into his vineyard, into his kingdom, and has promised more after death. For that reason, my brothers, my sisters, for that more in Christ Jesus, St. Paul says, avoid anything in your everyday lives that would be unworthy of the gospel of Christ. In other words, as Prophet Isaiah notes in today's first reading, today we must constantly seek the face of the Lord and pray to be instruments of the gospel and instruments of the good. However, if we feel distant from God or if we feel empty, then turn back to the Lord who is rich in forgiving. He is kind. The Lord is compassionate. The Lord is love. The Lord is kind. Go back to the Lord. The psalmist says, today, the Lord is close to all who call on him. Let us call on the Lord and ask for mercy. Let us call for the Lord and ask him to bestow on us the promises of his love. Since the Lord hears us, we must not remain in sin, because that is the real absurdity. That is the real sting of death. That sting of death is contrary to life. Let us ask for more. More in Christ is life in Christ. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord strengthen you. And may the Lord help us all. Remember to always pray for me, Father Anthony Uche. May the Lord grant you his goodness in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.